Issa dreamed of flying into an eclipse. The chill of darkness seeped through her scales as the moon covered the sun. The coolness of it soothed her aching need, but only briefly. Soon enough, the ache returned as a searing burn. She couldn't backtrack fast enough, though she tried to turn and flee. The dark of the moon kept sucking her energy dry bit by bit, leaving her longing for the sun to come again. She relented, giving into it. Wind rushed past her folded wings as she plummeted. Gravity took its course. At least she was cool, giving up. The moon could have her as long as she could stop the struggle.
Issa!
The voice jolted her into semi-consciousness.
Issa, wake up!
Chris?
Yes, love. Wake up. You're okay.
She tried to open her eyes. The world swam in her vision. Distorted shapes merged into his pretty face, his beautiful multicolored eyes framed by creased brows. Sweet mother, she loved him. The world swooped and turned, and she clenched her eyes shut again.
I can't. It's too much for me to even move right now.
I'll give you anything. What do you want?
What did she want? Not to be a ridiculous mess over this pregnancy? Not to be forced to beg her mate to replenish her energy every few hours? She loved him for being so willing. But she felt like a needy infant crying for the breast most days. She knew she was close to the end. Only days from her imminent labor, in fact. The twins inside her had told her as much. They weren't particularly eloquent, but they were insistent and hungry. They like your magic more. You know this. Chris gave her a sly smile.
Then let's give them that.
With that, he kissed her, his lips giving her the same sweet, soft pull they always had. She'd always think of him as innocent and inexperienced, and she his first true exploration of love. But when he released her mouth and met her eyes, she knew there was so much more.
The feverish glow in his gaze set her alight. Then heat grew exponentially in her core when he bent his head to her breast.
Every part of her was already intensely sensitive, more than she'd been in her life. It only took a flick of his tongue over her nipple and she writhed in ecstasy. The barest touch of his hand inside her thigh had her surging against him for more. His fingers moved deeper and she nearly came just from the contact.